I'm Walt Lindelow with Look at What's Going On in Our Community. It's time for an update with our friends at Marquette Algeresa, and today we hear from Jonathan Young. He is the Director of Systems of Innovation with more about something known as MTSS.
So MTSS stands for a multi-tiered system of support. And, you know, really when you think about that, it's an early way to identify students, whether they're struggling and what kind of supports they need, so that we can very quickly and early on in their education intervene and get them the right types of supports to be successful.
Where did this evolve out of? I mean, obviously you're talking about addressing some of these issues, but how was this identified as a way of addressing that?
You know, interestingly, it's been around for a long time. And in fact, if you go to the doctor's office, they're going to use an approach very similar to MTSS, right? They're going to ask you what kind of symptoms you've got. They're going to identify what kind of things you might need. They may prescribe a certain thing for you, right? Same type of approach is being used in education and really been around for years.
Hmm. And about what age group are we talking about right now?
So this is all age. So okay. For all students, we really look at MTSS from the K-12 perspective. So early on, the more early we can provide intervention, the better for our students.
Okay. So when we look at this then as a solution, it kind of drives home the point that there needs to be some adaptability, that one size fits all doesn't really work.
Yeah, so true. I mean, if you think about us as adults, we can't approach all of us the exact same way. We're each unique. We're each special. We each have our own different talents and skills. At the same time, I've got things that I'm not as equipped to as you may be yourself. And so students are the same way. If we approach the classroom with just one general approach, we're going to miss a lot of students.
Is it effective? I mean, are you seeing results of this approach?
Yeah, you know, it takes time to implement a solid system with fidelity, but we certainly do see improvements within individual student performance and hopefully as we continue long-term student performance.
How stealth is this with the students? Because, you know, you don't want to be doing any labeling or stigmatism or anything like that. How stealth is this around the students themselves?
Well, a lot of these conversations come, outside of the classroom as we work as teams to identify what students are struggling and what students need those additional supports. So they may not be part of that. However, it is really important for teachers to include students within their conversations about how they're doing and what things they need to improve on and how they might be able to improve on those things. So it's really balanced in both ways.
We're talking with Jonathan Young. He is the Director of Systems of Innovation at Marquette Algeresa, the Regional Educational Service Agency. We're talking about MTSS, a multi-tiered system of support for students and education. John, let's talk a little bit about MTSS, this tailored support. What does it actually look like in the classroom? How is this implemented?
Yes, the idea really is that we're going to use some data to determine where are our students at, what are they struggling with, what do they need support in, and then we're going to try to tailor that classroom to meet those needs. And so some of that response comes right in the classroom from the classroom teacher, where they might work with students individually, they might work in small groups, they might try to tackle certain standards that a group of students are struggling on by using different techniques and approaches with the students. Now, sometimes there may be a student or more that needs additional support. We call that increasing the amount of support and services, so that instead of being a targeted support, it's now more of an individualized support. And in those cases, we might actually do some one-on-one type work with a student around a concept.
Are there trends that you're seeing on a classroom level, or at least maybe an age group or a grade level that you're seeing?
You know, the trends are going to vary greatly from classroom to classroom and from even district to district. And so we notice at times that there might be a cohort of students, a group of students that might be struggling, with a particular area within English language arts, for example. But that's going to look different from each grade level. Just like individually we're different, classrooms are different as well.
As somebody hears more about this MTSS, multi-tiered system of support, if they have questions, is there a way to maybe find out a little bit more about what you do?
Yeah, certainly. The Marquette Algeresa website is a great place to do that. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're looking for more information around MTSS, the state of Michigan has what they call the MTSS TA Center. That has some really good resources as well.
That's Jonathan Young, Director of Systems of Innovation at Marquette Algeresa, with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.